This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, it is buy or sell time. Welcome into the show, or welcome back to the show, or just good to be back with you. Tanner Schwint sitting in the Aloe Fiber Studios with me now. He tried to produce the show, and Michael proved that he is just slightly better than a guy that's never done it before. So,
can you turn it down in my ears? I mean, I could hit buttons back there and do what Micah does. I should have just started hitting buttons. Who was the owner of the station had a nickname when he was back there, right?
Board Monkey. No, Michael's more than that. Not much, but more. Buy or sell time. Okay. Do you buy or sell that this NBA news today is a league-wide pandemic? Not that it's proven, but that it's actually happening at a grand larger scale, or is this just a mafia-related thing where they got their talons into the right people, and it's nothing more than that? Although that's a big more, but it's nothing more.
No, I buy it's league-wide pandemic, but I don't think it happens in the conventional way of Adam Silver comes down from, you know, from his throne and says, "The Nuggets shall win tonight." I don't think it's like that, but I think that there's a lot of guys that...
Do you think NBA benefits? I mean, they make money off the...
Yeah.
They're getting advertising dollars from these companies. But do you think they actually benefit when a bet hits?
No. No.
So then what would...
Well, I suppose... It's so convoluted. I would say yes, they do benefit, because when a bet hits, people are using a sports book that is the official presenting sponsor of it. So then you can keep those multi-millions, billion-dollar partnerships that you got going there. So... I don't know, man. I think there's a lot of players in the league that this probably scared a little bit right here. I think that a lot, and maybe not just players in the league, maybe managers, maybe, you know, coaches. I think this was just a league-wide, hey, we are going to watch you on this stuff. And we had a texter this morning as we were talking about it, Brady, that said, like, listen, I think a lot of these people think that, oh, I'm getting away with it. No big deal. I think
some of them are addicted to the adrenaline rush that they get from this.
I don't know. I truly don't know, because I wouldn't be shocked if it was G League players, two-way players. Terry Rozier's made $160 million in the NBA. What are we doing here? Like, honestly, if the league was going to do something to try and prevent this... And I'd be very curious if it would actually work. But every time somebody gets drafted, there's a league partnership with a financial advisor. I would love for all of the guys who make it into the league to have a financial advisor so that it's not just their buddy of a buddy who's running their money. I wish that they had a partnership with financial advisors.
Michael, do you buy or sell that this is larger than just... I hate to say larger than just the mafia.
Larger than just the 34 people.
But it's like... It's not just individual players getting caught up and individual coaches or whatever. Do you think it's more?
I think you've got a little bit of the mob thing, and I think there's also a lot of independent things going on. So probably...
So it's not like a league...
A small Nugget player getting into the game, and hey, if you get into the game, don't make any points.
Yeah, I think that's where I lean to. It was, you're catching guys that are either down on their luck, or they want to get involved in this, or whatever. Tweener players... That's what I believe. Again, Chauncey Billups' name is so fascinating in this because he's an NBA champion.
he's, you know, one of the great basketball players of that's known worldwide. And now he's a head coach of the Trailblazers. And again, what he's involved in on the poker side, we don't know. We believe today that that might be it. But it just my mind kind of goes crazy with
the
all
poker
of this.
Thing. I get a little bit more because, like, I mean, how playing poker is a form of stature. I think for a lot of people, when they sit at that table and say, "Oh, look at all these chips," like, and they like the challenge of poker. I think it's a lot of a reason a lot of guys, a lot of professional athletes will go in golf is that you've got to have a little bit of luck. You can't be perfect at it, and you can't be perfect at poker either. But that to me, Chauncey, the more I've been hearing you talk about it, the more I've been reading on it, I wouldn't be shocked if it, and again, just, but if he was limited to just the poker side, because all it takes is one real bad night at that poker table, and then they own him. And the mafia owns him and says, you know, you run in these circles. We're going to make this money back from you. Here's how we're going to do it. You mm-hmm. bring the players. This is how we're going to beat them.
Yeah.
And they go from there. And it is stories like this is always mind boggling to me. You were talking about some of the technology like X-ray tables and the glasses.
The contact lenses.
Yeah. There's so much technology out there that we have no idea about.
Yeah, where did they get their hands on this?
I don't know. I know a guy, Uncle Vinny, I think. Know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy. Like the it is crazy. It is just it is mind-boggling.
So you
it
will
sucks.
Not be betting on the Nuggets to I beat won't. The Warriors tonight?
No, I will not be betting on the NBA this season.
Interesting. I'm going to go about my NBA watching the same way. I mean, I'll still
I don't think
enjoy
you will.
The game. I will.
You may be watching them the same way.
No, I will.
But the thoughts in your brain are not going to
no,
be that.
No, I'm
going to
do my player prop that I put out on X tonight. You think that's controversial? Should I not do that?
No, I'm not tailing. That's what I'll tell you.
I'm pretty good at
Brady,
these.
I guarantee you the first time an opposing player has like three or four bad plays in a row, what's the first thing that's going to pop into your mind?
That I picked wrong. Like if I go out and pick, say, Jamal Murray's going, you know, hammer that 22+.
Yeah, I'm not touching it. I'm not like, and no, I'm not touching it. And I guarantee you that you pops might. In. I guarantee you that
just
pops in your brain. No, it's not going to happen.
For entertainment purposes only.
No, it's not going to happen. I will not
for
be betting.
Entertainment purposes.
Will not be betting. I guarantee you in your brain. I guarantee in your brain, there's going to be a moment where you're like, "Well, that's weird."
No, because Jamal Murray does this a lot.
No, I'm not.
No, I will not. At one point, be like,
"I'm not."
Damn it, they got a hold of him.
Not Jamal, but just in basketball in general. I guarantee you, you're going to be watching a game. There's going to be three or four bad plays.
They got a hold of Cooper Flagg last night
by one player, and you're going to be like, "Oh. What's going on there?" There's going to be a weird rotation that David Adelman does, and you're going to be like, oh, what's going on
they
there?
They got to him.
Yeah.
Got him. Cooper Flagg, they got to him last night.
I will bet my bottom dollar that happens to you at least once tonight.
So you will be betting on the NBA.
Well, I'll be betting on you watching the NBA.
But that's kind of an NBA bet.
You want in, Mike?
No, I was going to say that you would bet on the NBA, and Brady got to that form before me.
Well
Dang
said.
It.
Nice job, Mike.
Crush it, man.
Faith says, in the name of Star Trek, he shall be called Lord Picard of the Boards. I can't remember that.
And also, it sounds too official.
Lord Picard.
Was Faith the one who said the mo? The more
yeah,
you
it was very good.
That's
the
terrible.
Mo you know.
That's terrible,
it's
Faith.
The mo you know.
Be better.
No, well, you're one of them youngins that we don't like.
Yeah, I'm one of those youngins.
Them youngins.
Yeah, I am the oldest young man in Weld County. That is what...
Yeah, but you still do a little of that. You know, basic. That's basic. You do that.
Mike, have you ever heard me use the term basic?
Like 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, I heard you say it.
It was right before you came on the air.
He can be a very good liar. Mm-hmm. I forget how...
Yeah, he's very deceptive.
Said, Micah,
if
you
it's
are
to
a...
make me look bad, yeah. He's very good.
Tanner,
lying.
You said, Micah, you are a very basic producer. And I said, thank you? I don't understand.
No, I think he said like he cursed a lot. Mm-hmm. Said you were very bad at it.
Yes, I did. That's actually
that's
exactly.
That
oh,
meant.
Okay. Maybe that's what you were saying, and I was thinking you're basic.
As Adam, so forgive me. No, I had a
nothing yet
service that I was at. Nothing from Adam Silver. Still, I saw the statement that just said that they've been put on immediate leave from their organizations. What are we doing? It's 3 o'clock on the East Coast. What are we doing?
Well, the NBA put out a statement that did say that Rozier and Billups. We're off their
yeah,
teams, or at least
immediately leave or something like
that. Taking a leave.
Yeah. Adam Silver needs to be in front of a camera right now.
What would you do if you're Adam Silver?
I would come out and say that this is
bad.
So despicable. There will be no tolerance in this. And here's
do we really need to hear him say that though?
You can't just sit back there and I think the dude down the hall said this. The internet is winning right now. The amount of jokes of all right, let's go to our DraftKings hotline. We've got ESPN senior insider Stephen A. Smith. Reminder: if you use code this on DraftKings, it's infiltrated too much. And this is interesting. Instead of banning player props, Brady. This kind of goes into my philosophy of if a player is betting and they're betting on their own personal over, I don't care that much. I wonder if we get to a world where you can't bet unders if you only bet overs. Like, that unders are not
an option. Are going to launch. Like Cooper Flag, they got to Cooper Flag last night.
Love it, dude.
He was launching.
I love that. I wonder if that's the route that these sports books are going to go. It's just you can only bet overs. Which, what type of, that should be the first red flag. What type of loser's betting under on player props? Nobody bets the under.
Hey.
That's why they caught it. I joke about Cooper Flag, but he was 4-13.
Nice. Yeah. That's pretty bad.
I once he started, he just kept shooting. He just missed and kept shooting. It was weird to me. Wild time. No, Faith, I'm with you. The more you know is actually what it's from. Isn't that Reading Rainbow? Isn't that Reading Rainbow?
No, that's NBC's little token. Don't do drugs. The more you know.
Oh, what's the slogan for Reading Rainbow? Can you get the Reading Rainbow song, please? Thank you, Michael.
Mike has just gotten so excited that this is his one job for
the
day.
Reading Rainbow.
Yep, dude. Reading Rainbow was legit. Reading Rainbow.
No idea. No idea. No idea.
I don't know the words right now. But
did you guys have Mrs. Frizzle?
Yeah, Magic School Bus.
Yeah, she was awesome.
That was a great show as well.
Yeah, awesome.
Very good.
Was it a show?
Cartoon.
I read the books.
Oh, loser. That was a cartoon. And books. Yes,
that tantalizing fear of Teletubbies.
I watched it. Yeah.
Just wanted to say, LeVar Burton, the host for
he was in Star Trek.
Reading Rainbow, was in Star Trek.
Yeah. Mike, no one cares.
Didn't he have the sunglasses thingies?
It's called a visor. Allowed him to see.
The things they were using for Chauncey Billups' poker games.
This is great. Never heard it. Take a
look. It's in a book.
A Reading Rainbow. Rainbow.
That's so bad.
Can go anywhere.
That's so bad.
No, when that came on.
How dare you?
Grandma, give me another PB&J. Just got back from school.
Did you yell at your grandma like that?
No. She had it ready for me. I didn't have to ask. That's when you got to go.
That's so bad.
What?
Dude, Tanner, you are so basic.
You're basic.
What about I'm just a bill. I'd camp at all hill.
What was that one from?
I don't know.
Or is it just that was a
That was from the 70s. I think that was some kind of after school special.
But I watched it.
I like the Saturday Night Live version.
I don't know what that is.
No, I don't either.
I don't watch Saturday Night
Live. I'm just an executive order, and I happen.
Did you ever see Ghost Writer? Not Writer. No. Writer?
No, dude.
They kids solved crimes, but they had a ghost that would help them do it. But you could never see the ghost. He was invisible. And it would help them solve crime.
That sounds ridiculously dumb. It was Schoolhouse Rock, Faith. You're right. That was I'm Just a Bill on Capitol Hill. That's yeah. That was the best
dude,
of times.
Ghost Rider. Go watch it.
No,
Google
there's 0% chance.
Dude, they solved so much crap.
Although, you know, when my son does get old enough when he starts watching TV, not watch any of this new crap.
Well, then go watch Ghost Rider.
I may.
They have a ghost that helps them solve crimes.
I may, because I'm not watching this new crap. It's
I don't know if he had a name or if they just called him Ghost Rider, because they would write to the ghost, and then the ghost would write back and tell him what to do.
That sounds like it.
Give him hints and stuff.
Great. Great.
I was always like, why didn't you just give him, why didn't you just tell him exactly what it was, instead of giving him hints throughout? Like, somebody died.
Kind of like in Harry Potter. Like, Dumbledore, just tell the man what you're up to.
Yeah.
Harry!
A lot of holes in
Thou shalt not go to the Forbidden Forest.
A lot of holes in the Harry Potter situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire?
Thank you. You're welcome.
Stop bringing me in the afternoons, man. My brain's spent at this
good.
Point.
It's good. Thursday night special. How are you feeling? Gonna go with me on that?
I don't know.
Is today a bad day to do any kind of picks?
Well, yeah, because it's not Friday. That was the funniest text you've got all week, was Faith telling her
that was good.
Coworkers that picks her on Friday. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that.
We have so many dumb sayings around this office that they start to come home with us.
Mine is not a dumb saying, though.
You did the, here we come, to your wife the other day that Derbs does
Derbs
all the time.
Thing.
And I do it too, though, dude. I just was talking to my son on the phone. He had a lot to say today. Really, really devastated by the Chauncey Bills. He's 10 months. He's a man now. He's had his 9-to-5. What do you want me to do? And we're leaving. I'm like, bye-bye! To him, I'm like, we are getting dumber around these parts.
Yeah. Michael, care to comment?
I'm going over here.
That's Michael's. That is, I've got to go over here.
How are you feeling about this? I know what the song is. I get the dress rehearsal with Brian before he records it, and I'm pumped for you.
Chargers are 3.5-point dogs or favorites tonight. The obvious part of my brain is like, I don't know. And again, Harbaugh.
Is the NFL rigging this one?
Harbaugh doesn't need any help from the mafia to rig games, okay?
That's true.
He's got his own Connor Stallions to
what
do that
What if Roger
for.
Goodell is the mafia, Brady?
I wouldn't put it past him.
I wouldn't either.
All right, Thursday night special.
Good luck to you.
Coming up. What is the record?
You're 3-3, right?
No. I went under 500.
3-4 then. It's weak. Yes. You're 3-4.
3-4.
I got you, buddy.
Write that down. That's how I note it. It's right there.
TNS.
Yep.
Tanner and Schwint.
One is a treat. Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
So we lost last week, but we're doing just fine. Gotta believe in Mr. Thursday Night. We started out with a win. How'd it end up like this? It was only a loss. He fell asleep when he picked. No more falling asleep, cause the game is at 6. Viking fans will yell score, and the Chargers are bolt. What the hell is a score? What the hell is a bolt? Justin Herbert is hot. And he squeezes his football. He can throw the football. Let it go. He can get a TD or 3 and take in control. Carson Wentz throwing picks in front of me, trying to hit Jefferson, or maybe it was Addison. But who is going to win today? Brady Hall, it's time to say, open up our ears. He's Mr. Thursday.
I feel like he had another line there, Mr. Thursday, and then Mr. Thursday Night. I felt like that was coming next, but we didn't finish. But I did love that part. Open up your eager eyes. That was a bold choice for Brian Gary. That was a bold choice, one that I think he absolutely conquered. It was well done yet again from Brian. I was wondering when I heard the music, I'm like, oh, Brian's going to go there. It's a little, is this outside his range? And to the answer to that, Michael, I say nay, it wasn't. It wasn't outside his range. Nothing is outside the range when it comes to Thursday night and Mr. Thursday night special. We are under 500. Michael, a good Division I coach that I like once told me, they don't write books about the guys that are supposed to win. And right now I'm 3-4, and everyone is counting me out. And they're saying, well, whatever. You're just going to be 500, and then you're going to lose and probably go 2 games under tonight, and it's not going to happen for you. Well, I have other plans. Tonight, we look at the Minnesota Vikings and the Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers are 3.5-point favorites, but they have hit the injury bug, and they're also second in the AFC West behind our Denver Broncos, sitting at 5-2. A loss tonight to the Chargers, and if the Broncos can pull off a win against the Cowboys, oh boy. Can't be that easy, though, can it? I mean, the Vikings, you know, it's been a weird situation for the Minnesota Vikings. And I'm telling you, against the Bears game when JJ was there, it was like, okay, JJ was pretty bad except for the fourth quarter. We've seen that before just recently. And then he gets hurt, and he gets smoked by the Falcons, but they beat a bad Bengals team, lost a close one to the Steelers, beat a bad Browns team, maybe they found their quarterback, lost a close game to the Eagles, but the Eagles are in a weird spot right now. This is difficult. Initially, my brain went to the Chargers are going to cover this. -3.5. The Chargers should win this, right? Minnesota's got a really good defense, though. I could take the Vikings points and think it's going to be a close game. Chargers third down offense going up against this Vikings defense. That's a strength against strength right there. Who will win out? The Chargers are moving the chains at a 46% clip to rank fourth in the NFL, according to ESPN. While Minnesota is allowing conversions on 30.1% of opportunities. Brian Flores has a good group. Okay, Mike. You produced two of these, right? So you're ready for whichever one I go with.
Two of what?
You always produce two and then you throw the other one in the trash. I want you to do extra work every week. I don't want you to get rusty. This one's for you, Brian. I like the Vikings. To win!
He who weapons believes in getting home, if they be true of heart, is therefore worthy and shall possess, for a limited time only, the power of the Lord!
Yes, that's a Viking right there. True Viking. Vikings. What do we got now? Oh, those explosions. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Let's go! What is that? A Viking guitar? Is that a Viking guitar? I didn't even know we had those. I want one.
We're down at five.
Okay.
Good protection over the middle. Oh, it's caught for a touchdown.
Let's go, Carson.
Jefferson.
Wentz.
And
Jefferson
forces his way into the end zone. Touchdown. It is Mason to the left.
I need it.
In the race there.
I need it.
To be short.
After we play a pitch, we're fully on the field.
Wow. Oh, he broke the plane!
Yeah.
On the Browns' 3-yard line. It's Mason. He is in for a Vikings touchdown. Wentz, second and five. Addison, he's got it! Touchdown!
Nay, we are Space Vikings.
Space Vikings? Is that what he said? Space Vikings?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they're in the middle of space.
I like the Vikings. The Vikings are going to win. Who is a wrestler that's kind of like a Viking? Triple H? That will be the wrestler tonight. Look out for Triple H on my X account at Whole Show all night long. The Viking of the Colorado, and Kevin Lytle is going to join us in just a moment. Let's talk CSU. We got Rams Weekly coming up at 2. It's the Whole Show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling. Like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey everybody, Steve Smiley, head men's basketball coach at the University of Northern Colorado, and you are listening to the Whole Show on KFKA.
I Yeah, we had a great episode this morning of the Two-Man Game podcast with Steve Smiley. We talked about, well, the exhibition game between UNC and Wyoming. That was fun to talk about. But also, we did get into, you know, Mr. Coach Izzo's comments on G League players going down, I guess, to play college basketball now, and how that's certainly an interesting point. We got gambling stuff going on in the world. Crazy times, Kevin. But I'll tell you, CSU has dominated this show all week because of, you know, obviously you know about this. You might have broken it. Jay Norvell being fired by Colorado State. Yesterday, some more big news with Braden Fowler-Nicolosi leaving the program. Kind of wondered if something like that might happen, but here we are, man. It's October 23rd. There's still quite a few football games to go. I didn't know if we'd be having this conversation in October, but here we sit.
Yeah, totally. Very newsy week. I mean, there's really been three things that would normally dominate a conversation for the week. Obviously, the biggest one being the firing of Jay Norvell, but there's been offensive coordinator change, and your former starting quarterback and captain has left the program. I mean, all three of those in a normal week would be the conversation, dominant topic, but they've all three happened in one week.
Yeah, certainly a wild time for Colorado State and where we sit. Kevin, there's a lot of things we can look at. There was positives with Jay Norvell, and we'll get into some of this on Rams Weekly coming up at 2 o'clock today. But you and I discussed this at length, and Jay Norvell, called you a year and a half ago, talked about the BFN thing that kind of started this interesting road in this discussion. And I think we've discussed it. Like, for better or worse, Jay Norvell is going to put it all on this quarterback, and most teams do. If a quarterback doesn't work out, you're probably losing games. So you want your quarterbacks to work out. Jay doubled down on that with a lot of his conversations and a lot of his releases. There's a lot of things you can look at, but most of it does seem to kind of go back to how the quarterback situation was handled.
Yeah, 100%. I think at least X and O's or football wise, the biggest takeaway and biggest detriment to the Norvell era is never got the quarterback right. Again, we can go 100 different threads on why, but, you know, kind of all in on Clay Millen for a short period, then that disappeared, then all in on Braden Fowler-Nicolosi for kind of the opposite, probably too long a period.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I've no idea, but you almost wonder if that was an overreaction to the Millen one, and or maybe it's tied to all the other stuff, the money and everything. Never getting the quarterback right, you know, there are a lot of reasons a coach ends up losing their job, but that's right near, if not at, the top of the list for the Norvell era.
I'm curious to see how the rest of the staff, not just the coaching staff, but, you know, in this day and age, we're seeing more people involved in the football program. So there was a lot of guys involved in the football operations surrounding the football program, not necessarily athletics at CSU, but the football program itself, which was kind of Jay Norvell's entire staff too, outside of just the coaching staff. So I'll be curious to see how that works out.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of questions on all that, you know, general manager role, some of the, you know, scouting staff, extra staff roles, all of that. What's it gonna mean, you know, for both those positions broadly and more specifically those people in those positions? Just a lot of question marks and tough on a lot of people because there's, you know, 6 weeks left in the regular season, and most of those people kind of continue on with their job right now.
Yeah, it's so tough too for a guy like Tyson Summers, who's taking over as the interim coach. He also has to hear on one end, like John Weber's like, oh man, we got faith in you, you can do this and all this, it's great, we got trust in you, but at the same time we're opening up an at-large coaching search.
Yeah.
That's to be expected 100%, but it's got to be a weird situation, not unlike what we saw with Mike Sanford down at CU during their time when Carl Durrell was let go in the middle of the season.
Yeah, no, these interim situations are very strange. You know, a lot of this staff are guys that, I mean, obviously, technically, everyone, you know, was hired by Norvell, but a lot of them are tied to Norvell for a long time. I mean, you know, Matt Mummy, Bill Best, some of these coaches have been with Norvell back to Nevada. So it's tough. They're again, it's the business. They all know that. But that doesn't mean it's just like, oh, whatever.
Yeah. No, it's still. I mean, you're still moving. You're still – a lot of people that aren't being paid the type of money Jay Norvell's being paid are – are going to have to move on and figure something out too.
Yeah.
So it's an investment by a lot of people into one guy, typically, which is why this sport is so fascinating. All these sports are so fascinating.
Yeah, it really is. So, yeah, big decisions and tough times for a lot of people.
Have you talked to Jay Norvell after?
I have not. Haven't been able to be in touch with him. Maybe it will happen. You know, it's happened before when a coach leaves, you know, one way or another, end up in contact with him later. You know, a lot of times they kind of go into their bunker for a little bit and only talk to the people closest to them, which totally makes sense. I mean, if I lose my job, I'm not just calling anyone, everyone I've ever met to chat. I have not, won't be surprised. I would like, you know, if nothing else, to say, hey, appreciate things, because Jay Norvell, you know, on a job level, he treated me with respect, and you know, as a, you know, like, we're both just doing our jobs, and hopefully he feels the same for me. But because it can be a combative kind of relationship, if you will.
Sure.
I have not, you know, I respect Jay. I thought he always treated me fairly, so that's all I can really ask for a coach.
What do you think, Kevin? You've been following this team for a long time. You've been covering this team for a long time. Everybody's got their ideas of coaches. You know, you're hearing different coordinators, big name coordinators, guys that were local guys, whatever. The question's like, well, how do you get it right? Because Mike Bobo was a successful offensive coordinator for Georgia. And then you get the next hire after that. And I'm just going after the McElwain stuff. Adazio, who was a 500 head coach at Boston College. And then, you know, after that, it's Jay Norvell, who was becoming more of a successful coach with Nevada. What is it? What kind of are you looking? Is there a job type that you're looking at? Do you want a former head coach at a lower level that did it with little resources? Because again, the Adazio thing's like, you have just as many, if not more, resources at Boston College, and you're a 500 guy. So what makes you think you can bring that to CSU? And some can look at it the opposite way. Is there a genre type of coaches you're looking for?
No, I mean, that's why it's so tough. I mean, on paper, Jay Norvell made a lot of sense. College football changed a lot kind of as he was getting here. I think that certainly is part of the story on why it didn't work out. And he's not really hidden that he didn't love a lot of the things going on. So I don't know. I mean, I'm intrigued by, a serial winner at the FCS level, but then they haven't dealt with the level of money and tampering and all that type of stuff. Like, not saying that they haven't dealt with it at all, but it's different for a program like CSU compared to like a Montana State. The rising assistant, you know, your Colin Klein type. Okay, they're roundly considered, you know, a hot commodity, rising star, all that jazz, but they haven't been a head coach and dealt with all that. Someone coming from a Power Four school, I think we saw this with Bobo a little bit, he spent a lot of time lamenting what he didn't have at CSU. So there's a small risk of that with, you know, someone coming from a P4 role of like, oh, I don't have this. You know, at Texas A&M, we could do this. At Georgia, we could do this, blah, blah, blah. So there's that. I mean, you can argue pretty strongly for and against all these different types. Like, I can – that FCS star, I can make a great argument for and great arguments against. P4 coordinator getting their first job, I can make a great argument for, great argument against. And that's the secret sauce. I mean, that's why it's a huge call for John Weber, because it's not super clear. You know, it's not super easy.
Yeah.
This is why you hire a search firm, to be very frank. I used to be against them. But the more you look at, and certainly you look back at the Adazio hire, you understand why you get a search firm. Because you have to do a lot of in-depth research to figure out who's going to be good. Because it's not just like the thing with hiring like a rising coordinator. They're an X's and O's savant, sure. It's not an X's and O's job.
Yeah. No, there's a lot to it. And John Weber now has that big task in front of him that will kind of define his legacy.
Yeah.
Hiring Ali Faroukhmanesh, Michael could have hired Ali. Everybody wanted Ali Faroukhmanesh to be the head coach for CSU, even if it doesn't work out. I don't think a lot of people are going to go after John Weber because everybody wanted that. They might forget that, though. But you got to get it right with the head coach. We got Rams Weekly coming up at 2 o'clock. We'll get into all of this in just a few moments. But first, we'll get to what did we learn on the show today? What did Kevin learn? Maybe some new stuff coming out. We'll get to all that and more. It's a whole show powered by Chevron, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
football weekend with Rocky Mountain College kickoff. Fridays at 2 and an encore Saturdays at 7. We are Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what do we learn today on this 23rd day of October? When Kevin Lytle is in, we give him the floor. Kevin, what did you learn today?
Turnkey is the search firm CSU is using.
Oh, thank you for that. Turnkey.
For the coaching search. So,
should that be, is that like a positive thing? Like
it's a real search firm, not the Urban Meyer search firm. So,
yeah, that's
so yeah,
good.
Yeah, positive.
Yeah, so far so good on that side of it. Michael?
I learned that, gambling is just a dangerous thing for people in sports, not just us sports fan people in sports. Also, I learned, Kevin, that is a banging hat. Is that what the young people say? Banging?
I don't think so. No.
I don't think so. That might be.
But thank you.
Thank
you. Yeah, I like this hat. Yeah. It's an ABS hat for those that aren't watching
that
our
hat
radio
is,
show.
That hat is lava.
This is backwards.
Here, I'll turn around.
Oh, that is a banging hat.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
banging, as they say, or as Micah says. In his circles.
At least one person says it.
One person says it. What did I learn today? You can try to go through some of these stories that we're looking at with Chauncey and all this. And sure, you can play the what-if game. But you also want to be very careful. I've seen several guys that I respect. They're like, what's the big deal? Chauncey was just playing an illegal poker game. A lot more than that. A lot more going on. And he wouldn't have been arrested the way he was, I don't think, if it was just playing a poker game. You wait sometimes till it comes out.
I did also learn that is a banging whatever is a compliment. So yes, on the internet,
we don't really go back to people on this, Mike.
I just wanted to let you know I was right.
155 the time. Rams Weekly coming up next, presented by Miranda Simpson State Farm Insurance. All the Rams talk you need is going to be right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.